WKAR's pop-up stories coming back this week. We are kicking off the season Thursday, and WKAR's Katie Cook produces the event, and she is live in studio with me now. And good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. I don't get to see you very often.
I know. I think we all know I'm not really a morning person.
You are not, but I am. So it works out okay, I guess. And so pop-up stories, a very cool thing. We've been playing your promo all morning. But for people who do not know what pop-up stories is, tell us what it is.
Well, it's really simple. It's a public storytelling event. It's kind of in the style of some people might be familiar with The Moth, which is a national storytelling event. Sometimes they have competitions. People get up and tell personal stories. Usually there's a time limit with a little bell, and it can sometimes be competitive, but you get real good stories. And ours is a little bit more approachable. It's just a chance for people in the community to get up and share a personal story. They're 5 minutes long. They're always based around a theme, and you kind of never know what you're going to get. It's always really fun. We usually get about 10 or 12 different storytellers each time.
Okay, so we do have a clip. Should we take a listen?
Yes, let me tell you just a little bit about this. This is from an event we had at the Capital Area District Library downtown. The theme was transformations, and this is Camilla Holmes telling a story about her rebellious daughter and how she handled a situation with her.
Okay, let's take a listen.
I don't know if any of you guys have ever had daughters, but when you give birth to a daughter, you've given birth to a genius, and all Earth's problems are now solved because she's here. Everybody else just step back. She knows everything. She'll take care of this. And that's exactly what I had. And I was really on her. And one day I just came to her, and I was going to be stern. I was lecturing her, you need to stay in school, you need to do this. And she looked me right in my face and said, well, if staying in school and going to college is so great, why didn't you do it?
Okay, so there it is.
Yeah, that was a great, great story. I really loved that one. And we actually played that full story yesterday during All Things Considered, and it's on our website if you want to hear the rest of it.
Okay, so these stories, I've hosted a pop-up stories, and I've also been to a few. They're so personal, and people really open up, and it's really a vulnerable thing, but it's really entertaining too. So it's a great combination.
Yes, you know, the themes that we choose, we've gotten really lucky too. We try to choose themes that can be interpreted in different ways, so that people, if they have maybe a painful or a sad story, or if they have a happy or a funny story, as far as I can remember, each event we've had has never really been one way or the other. It's around a theme, but it's always been a mix of, you know, you laugh, you cry, that whole...
Right, it's a great night.
Yeah,
right.
It's really fun.
You don't leave upset.
And you make new friends. I noticed that a lot of the storytellers become friends afterwards, which I really love.
So we're opening the season on Thursday.
That's right.
And it's a cool venue.
We are really excited. We're going to be at the airport.
Do you have a plane ticket?
You don't have to have a plane ticket. You don't have to go through the gate. We're going to be right out there in the front. You come in the doors, you won't be able to miss us, because we're going to have all the little stage, and the chairs are all going to be set up right there near the check-in counters. The theme is travel, or around the world is what we've decided to call it. So it can be stories about really anywhere in the world, whether it's somewhere else in Michigan, somewhere on the other side of the globe. We're going to have some interesting stories, and it's going to be really fun.
Okay, so for somebody who's listening, and you know, public speaking is a huge fear for people.
Oh, yeah.
So if somebody has a great story, but they may be a little afraid to get up in front of people, what do you say to them?
This is the place for you. If you have a feeling inside like you want to tell a story, but you're scared, this is such a welcoming, supportive environment. I'm always just blown away at how supportive the audience is. Everybody claps for you, We've had people who have never spoken in public before. This is their first time. We've also had people who have done it a lot. It's a great mix, and this is really a great space to kind of test the waters and see how you do. because it's a community event and it's very supportive.
Okay, so this is opening the season on Thursday. Tell us what the rundown is for the rest of the season.
Yes, so we are going to be in a lot of fun places this year. I won't get into the specifics because probably most listeners are driving right now, but we're going to have an event. Yeah, so this Thursday, March, we're going to have another one in April, one in June, August, and October. We're going to be at Impression 5, the Meridian Farmers Market, Ella Sharp Museum, and at the new cancer center, the Herbert Herman Cancer Center over at Sparrow. So, and don't worry if you don't have a pen handy, because this whole rundown is on our website, wkar.org. And if you want to keep up with us too, we have a Facebook page, Pop-Up Stories Lansing. That's a great way to stay on top of the lineup, the schedule, and
okay, so throw out a few more themes. I'm so interested in the themes.
You know,
or do you not
we
have,
actually don't have the rest of the themes picked.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I think maybe we give it a little too much thought because I like it to have to do with maybe the time of year and also the venue. So we don't have Impression 5 theme picked yet for April, but if you come on Thursday night, we will know by then and we will announce it then.
Okay, so real quick, if people need to get a hold of you or they want to sign up, there's still space?
Yes, there is still space for the travel, the around the world theme this Thursday. We have room. I'm particularly looking for a couple storytellers who have never told with us before, and they can email me at kcook@wkar.org. My email address is also up on the Facebook event if you forget it.
Okay, so first-time storytellers, but you will take a repeat storyteller.
Yes. We definitely have a handful of folks who are really enjoying telling a story almost every time. You know, they're great about taking turns. And we definitely encourage first-time storytellers because I like to have a mix of return folks and folks who are trying it for the first time.
And people can just come and watch, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to feel pressure to tell a story. We have tons of people who, come every time and just sit back and enjoy the hearing everybody else's stories. And we're going to have refreshments.
Oh, see, that's a key point.
At the airport as well. And the parking will be free. Don't worry, we've got that all worked out.
Okay, so parking is free. You don't have to go through baggage, TSA, not
exactly.
An issue.
The event is free, too, I should say.
Right.
I realize a lot of people on Facebook ask if it's free, and sometimes we forget to say that.
Okay, oh, the time.
Oh, it's at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, and it goes till 8.
Okay, that is WKAR's Katie Cook. Katie, thank you so much. Looking forward to Thursday and seeing how it goes.
Yeah.
Pack your bags.
Yes, hope to see everybody there.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.